This is Charlottesville Tomorrow, an advocate for our future today. Charlottesville Tomorrow is a nonpartisan community organization working on land use, transportation, and community design issues. Visit us on the web at seavilletomorrow.org.
On November 5th, 2013, voters in the Scottsville Magisterial District go to the polls to elect their representative on the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. This recording is Brian Wheeler's September 17th interview with Republican Cindy Burkett. Burkett's opponent is Democrat Jane Dittmar. Ms. Burkett, thank you for participating in this interview with Charlottesville Tomorrow. The complete audio and written transcript for this interview will be available online. Information from this interview will be used in the compilation of the Nonpartisan Voter Guide being co-produced by Charlottesville Tomorrow, The Daily Progress, and the League of Women Voters. Charlottesville Tomorrow does not endorse any candidates, and our goal is to inform, is to provide information to the public so they can make an informed vote on issues primarily related to land use, transportation, public education, and community design. As you are aware, some of the questions you will be asked have been provided in advance. Others have not. All supervisor candidates will be asked the same questions. We ask that you keep these questions confidential until all candidates have been interviewed. Each candidate will be provided an opportunity to review the excerpts selected for the voter guide before its publication. Are you ready to start?
Yes, I am.
Question number one. Please describe your past experience that qualifies you to be on the Albemarle Board of Supervisors.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me here today, Brian. I will tell you that I have a bachelor's from Penn State University in law enforcement and corrections, and I have a master's in public administration from George Mason University. I have been past president or chair of several organizations here in Albemarle County, including the Newcomers Club of Greater Charlottesville, the Albemarle Charlottesville Republican Women's League, and the Albemarle County Republican Committee. I've lived in the county since 1997. I have the ability to work collaboratively. I try and bring optimism and enthusiasm to any critical work that's being done. I have a strong work ethic, do the research, go on site, you know, engage the public with phone calls, emails, meeting in person, whatever it takes to get to the bottom of all the issues that come about.
Question number two, what is your top priority for action by the Board of Supervisors if you are elected?
This is an interesting question. And I guess I want to preface everything by saying that I do not come with a pre-described agenda. I'm here to make sure that, you know, all the issues that come in front of the board are viewed on their own merits. However, in a general sense, I would like to promote a working environment that encourages innovative thinking and citizen input, basically setting a tone for the county. But a generalized priority would be creating a long-range county plan that encourages growth and protects our environment, a plan that includes improving the image of the county's business climate, simplifying the development review process, nurturing small business growth, and, you know, creating a build a career ladder job structure that will provide a myriad of career opportunities. As I've gone around and talked to folks in the last month or so, met an incredible number of entrepreneurs, and we need to make sure that those folks are, you know, encouraged to do, and I'm talking real small business, you know, where they have go to the farmers markets and they make their goods and they come and sell them at the farmers markets. So we need to make sure that that environment is there so that there's a general tone that this is a county that wants to work with me.
Question number three. Do you support the construction of the Western Bypass of US 29? Why or why not?
Yes, I support the construction of the bypass. This road needs to be built to reduce the traffic congestion and address the accident rate on this part of 29 corridor. Furthermore, I just like to remind people that this construction project also includes the other needed work, including the extension of Hillsdale Drive, the Best Buy ramp, and the widening of 29.
Question number four. Name one specific area of the county budget that you are concerned about and why, and do you think it deserves more funding or less?
Well, once again, I strongly believe that each issue brought before the board needs to be considered on its own merits. And however, if I was going to name one specific area of the budget that is of some concern, I would say that the police department's budget. It is a core function of any local government, and I think these areas are underfunded. We need to provide the recommended number of officers for Elmhaut County and the training that goes along with it. This would include support structure for fire and rescue as well.
Question number 5. Are the cash proffers paid by residential real estate developers too much, too little, or just about the right amount to contribute to the cost for community infrastructure?
I think proffers are too high. We should, at the very least, go back and crunch the numbers that determine the cost of the proffers, but also should analyze the effect that proffers have on the cost of affordable housing and perhaps the unintended consequences of builders skipping the rezoning process because of the fees. I think we should look at the entire process.
Question number 6. If real estate tax revenues increase, should Albemarle lower its property tax rate? Why or why not?
I think not. I think we should maintain, unless it were to go on for a long time, I think you just keep the property tax where it would be.
Question number 7. What is the best example to date of Albemarle County's neighborhood model form of development, and why do you like it? And a follow-up, what improvements could be made to our community's placemaking efforts?
Well, I think, right now, I guess the best example is the Old Trail in Crozet. It's idyllic in what it does. I think there are some limitations to that model, and I want to say that I guess that there are other developments in the county that are just as successful in terms of, growth and maintaining, education, infrastructure, and all of those things. But knowing what the neighborhood model is supposed to do, I think Old Trail has captured that. People do ride their bike to the store, they go, and yet it's in a beautiful area. I think the limitation is that it just can't be everywhere. There's just not enough land or interest, if you will, to have. And I also think that was sort of what Stonefield was supposed to be. But guess what? Now we got a big box there. So it's never totally in place. So I guess that would be a limitation. I do like the model. But I think it has its limitations. I guess that's all I'm saying.
And the follow-up was, are there any improvements that could be made to our community's placemaking efforts?
Let's see. Improvements. I guess I would like to see businesses that develop themselves within those neighborhoods, be encouraged to come into those neighborhoods. I think now there's only certain things that come in, so we need to widen perhaps that scope of businesses that are allowed to come into the neighborhoods.
Question number 8. Business leaders and social service agencies have told the Albemarle Board of Supervisors that new investments are sorely needed in the area of early childhood education. Will you make pre-K education and quality child care a priority, and if so, how?
Understanding that programs like Head Start are their funding from the federal government and other places are decreasing, and so therefore we're sort of, and it's not just Head Start, but it's a lot of those things that took care of those children. I do think we should consider putting some money into that, but as far as individual programs, they would all need to be evaluated on their own merits and, include every facet of what would make a good head early education, childhood education, for, and particularly with the child care. Those are all issues that we all as a community need to do, but we may have to get creative in figuring out how to fund them.
Question number 9. How would you describe the challenges and opportunities facing Albemarle County's rural farms, fields, and forest?
Well, the opportunities are endless in terms of the fact that the rural areas are what attracts most people to come to Albemarle County. It's the natural beauty, the clean water, clean air. We've done an excellent job so far of protecting all of those things. I think the challenge is going to be making sure that we keep that 95-5 ratio of rural to development areas, and being very careful that if we do some rezoning, that it's done methodically with great care, so that we can, you know, maintain that very delicate balance between growth and environmental concerns.
Question number 10. Describe a part of local government that would benefit from increased city and county cooperation and that you would make a priority.
Well, interestingly enough, when I read that question, I'm thinking to myself, because there are several things that we already do. I think what really needs to happen is to have a process already in place, a committee already in place, that when something comes up that, hey, we should talk to the county, or hey, we should talk to the city, that place, it's already there. Someone just goes in and says, we would like this to be discussed, this needs, could we collaborate on this? And instead of having going through the whole process of getting a committee together, it's already done. We just simply get approval in terms of scope of the investigation. But I'd have an automatic task force committee ready to go, and so that we don't miss an opportunity to cooperate and to collaborate with the city.
Great. Cindy Burgett, thank you for participating in this interview.
It was my pleasure. Thank you very much.